Yeah, hello everybody. My name is Qi Zhou. I'm the founder of Ether Storage. Today I'm going to present our talk on the future of Web3, paving the way to the fully end-to-end fully decentralized web. So what is the current status of decentralized web? So we have a decentralized access protocol like IPFS, and we also have a mature P2P network layer in which we are able to retrieve the data. And we also have the incentivized storage layer that helps to keep the data consistency. However, there are still great limitations of current decentralized storage solutions. First, those storage solutions has a great limit on the semantics. In many work for static files, which means that it's very inefficient to update and delete those existing files, even just a single byte that is changed. And further, there's no way to compose this data in a decentralized way, so sometimes we have to rely on centralized server. Second is that all these projects, they have their ecosystem, which means that users has to use their wallets, tokens, and addresses in order to be able to upload those files to their systems. So with these problems, we are projecting what the features that we need in the future Web3. First, we need rich storage semantics in a decentralized storage, which can support create, update, delete blobs for very large amount, potentially petabytes. Further, it can be programmable by smart contracts, so that can easily compose all data with the logic of the smart contract running on Ethereum. And second is that we want to simplify the user onboarding, which means that the user just using the Ethereum wallet pay Ethereum and is able to upload and basically store a large amount of data on top of the whole Ethereum network. And lastly, we need to have a new access protocol that is able to render those dynamic data from front end to the blockchain and the storage without any centralized identity. So what's the solution? Thanks to the latest development of the Ethereum technologies, we believe that we are now at a position that we can achieve these goals in the near future. First of all, we have data availability thanks to dank sharding, which greatly increased the data upload speed using advanced cryptographic primitives. And second is that we are able to build an external data retention network so that we only store corresponding metadata on Ethereum and be able to store large amount of data in this layer 2 network. And we just periodically submit the proof of storage into the Ethereum mainnet so that it tells that everybody can check the actual data, the latest data is kept in the network with high replication. And lastly, we also developed a Web3 access protocol, which is able to decentralizedly access those web objects hosted by smart contracts. So this is a Web3 access protocol, which is defined by ERC-4804, which is a way to render web objects hosted by smart contract. It's very similar to HTTP, so that it can inherit all the good benefits of HTTP, while we are able to identify a resource that hosted by smart contract and further access the underlying storage layer that we built. And the Ether storage is a layer 2 solution that aims to scale Ethereum storage rather than computation. And so here is a quick comparison of what Ether storage can do versus Filecoin, Aave, and the default storage solutions of Ethereum. And with this infrastructure, we believe that we are able to enable a lot of new applications. For example, trusted website hosting like Uniswap Curve or dynamic NFT, which we are able to change the presentation of image dynamically. And we are also be able to build decentralized social network, such as decentralized Twitter, Medium, or even decentralized Dropbox. So here I will give a demo. Let me see.
This is my Firefox browser that supports that Web3 VML. So now let's type a Web3 URL. Let's store the ETH that we register at ENS that points to the smart contract that hosts our front end. So all the images, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, now hosted by the smart contract and returned by this Web3 access protocol. So there are also a couple of interesting examples, for example, decentralized Dropbox. So this is also a homepage that returned by a smart contract, another smart contract, and we can see, I can see them all the list, all the previous files have been uploaded before. And in order to upload a new file, what I should do is just drag the file, and then it will ask me to sign a transaction via MetaMask. So during the whole procedure, you don't need to require any additional tool such as CLI. And once the transaction is confirmed by the network, I can access the file also via Web3 Access Protocol. So the file has been uploaded, so we are able to access. So it's still a gateway, but we can still use the Web3 Access Protocol. And the corresponding file list is also updated accordingly, thanks to smart contract. So this is an example for decentralized Dropbox. There are also a couple of other examples like Web3 decentralized blog, dynamic NFT, etc. So welcome to play.
So there are a lot of more details of our technology that are built. So we have an after party in this afternoon and in the nearby Hilton Hotel. Feel free to come. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yes, you listed four. You've made comparison of four systems, but you forgot to mention Swarm.
Yeah, actually, I talked to Swarm people a few days ago. So Swarm actually has a similar architecture as FFS, which is using content addressing to basically locate a file. And also it has a way to basically call dynamic hash to be able to locate the latest version of file. But at the same time, right now, I don't think it has the programmability with the smart contract, which is able to modify and able to compose all the data purely on chain. And that's something we really want to enable. And second is that who the design is using Ether. So basically, the data providers will be paid by the Ether, and also the users will pay the Ether to storage those content. So it's highly coupled with the Ethereum, with the basically native support.